You don't have to look too far to see evidence that technology is changing transportation and the workforce in Arizona. There are fleets of autonomous cars taking part in road tests around the valley, for example. A conference today put on by the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at ASU will be looking at some of the issues around these technologies and disruptors in their State of Our State conference. The event also celebrates Morrison's 35th anniversary. And with me to talk about what the future may hold are Andrew Whitsett, Morrison's interim director, and Joe Garcia, its director of communication and community impact. And Andrea, let me start with you. What do you hope to hear and learn about today?
Well, there's a lot of change coming. And, you know, the thing about innovation is that it can create new winners, but also new losers at times. And so there's a lot of conversation to be had around what are the implications of all of this change in terms of our state's urban form, our revenue, our governance structures. How are we going to adapt to ensure that we meet the future prepared to be successful and to ensure that that success is really equitable?
Joe, are there other places that have sort of gone through this kind of thing before that Arizona can learn from or take notes from?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the whole idea is that we can prepare for the future. Arizona is in a very good spot in that we're not a finished state. We're still a new state. We're still young. Many of the new hires come to Arizona to start a life. So a lot of what Arizona can do is make the blueprint and the roadmap to the future. And, you know, we've all seen the driverless cars going around town. So that kind of shows where the future is. And, you know, the idea is looking at, well, what happens when there's driverless trucks? Obviously, some people are displaced, truck drivers. What happens to them? What other jobs are created because of the technology that is created with driverless trucks? There's a lot of unanswered questions, but the whole idea is that with Arizona can be at the forefront for the future because we are the new frontier. We're an unfinished state, and that works to our advantage.
Yeah, I was going to ask, given the fact that, as you say, this is not a finished product as a state, does that maybe make us a little more, maybe better positioned to deal with some of these rapidly changing factors of our lives? It sounds like you think we are.
Well, I think we're open to it. You know, the key is going to be how willing are we to invest in it? And I think that there's kind of which comes first, the chicken or the egg. You know, the investment from the state, or are we waiting for investment from, high-tech companies that are looking to relocate here, maybe taking the first step? Will the federal government play a key role as well? So you got many factors here because you're talking about reinventing yourself. And anytime you do that, it does take investment dollars. But to not invest in the future is basically committing economic suicide because you can't live in the past and you don't grow off the past.
Where has the investment, at least in Arizona, come from so far? I mean, are there different sources here than maybe other places that we've seen come into Arizona?
Well, I think the governor has taken a very pro-business, Arizona is open for business approach. He's been pushing a very strong agenda towards technology, as you've seen some of the programs. And some of the big companies, the big corporations, are looking here in Arizona. But, you know, Arizona has its challenges, too, for providing a workforce that's going to be able to meet the needs and the demands of, high technology and high skills. You know, we're still dealing with too many bottom numbers when it comes to the economy. I know state officials don't like to talk about that, but the reality needs to be discussed in order to be improved. So our education system is going to have to match the needs for a new workforce through innovation. And so there are still many challenges on the road ahead.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I think about my own two young sons, I'm very aware as we look at this conference topic that I don't know what jobs they're going to ultimately need to be prepared for. It might be jobs that don't even exist today. So how do we create a workforce that will be nimble, that will be adaptable, and that will be able to reskill and retool on demand as that landscape continues to evolve?
Well, Andrea, on the issue of workforce, I mean, Joe alluded to this, that there is a lot of concern out there about automation and new technologies taking jobs away from people who currently have them. How do you sort of find a balance between, yes, we want the best technology, we want things that are going to make our lives better, easier, whatever, but also making sure that we're not leaving a bunch of people behind in that?
That's really where the investment comes in. And I think people have to feel confident that they have opportunities to grow and adapt with all of this change that we're seeing.
Yeah, you look at the changes that have happened in our lifetime, and they're amazing. I mean, just, you know, we take the smartphone for granted. you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. You remember where we were then. I mean, very clunky, heavy as a brick, and, you know, it was a big novelty. So it's the idea that technology is always changing anyway. It's just a matter of make sure we're up to speed and that we're able to respond and anticipate what needs to be done so we can be the leader and not the follower when it comes to changes.
And, you know, an important thing as we thought about how we wanted to frame this topic, we didn't want to be pie in the sky. We're not talking about the change we're going to see 100 years from now. We're talking about the disruptions we're already observing today and looking out 5 years or a 10-year horizon, because that's really the space where Morrison does its work, which is around public policy that is in the best interest of Arizonans. So we need to be looking at the future that we're seeing already.
Well, so what kinds of policies do lawmakers in the legislature, the governor, others, you know, in a position of leadership, what should they be looking at right now to prepare Arizona for what's coming in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is just, first of all, the dialogue, the communication. You know, you turn it around asking corporations and new startups, what do you need from us? And, you know, when you get the answers for that, then you try to provide. And there are incentives and tax incentives. So we've seen that with any kind of business that has come anywhere relocating, every government looks to give some sort of incentive. But I think it's going to have to go beyond taxes and tax breaks this time. I think it's going to have to be really has to do with actually investing to help with the future landscape, what that may look like.
How much consensus is there in Arizona, do you think, as far as what the state should be planning for, how to go about planning for that, what the future here might look like?
Well, I think the conference today is going to be a first step in answering that larger question. I think the idea is to look at the many avenues that are out there and hear from some very big companies and corporations and, you know, futurists. We have a futurist at the conference today as well, and the ideas that are out there. And I don't think any idea is too far-fetched at this one. But as far as consensus, I think the main concern, and it should be a concern of many people, is like, well, what's going to happen with the workers and the workforce? And that's why we were looking at the workforce as key and transportation and key, and they are linked on how we deal with this. We need the skilled and educated and capable workforce. And if we don't have that, we don't go anywhere. That humans are still the engine and still the driver of economy and progress. And we can't forget that. I mean, you know, technology doesn't exist on its own. It exists because of humans. So it's the idea is that we're not removing humans from the equation. We need to include all humans in the equation for success and progress.
Andrea, Joe, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Andrea Whitsett is interim director of the Morrison Institute for Public Policy at ASU. Joe Garcia is director of communication and community impact there. Morrison's State of Our State conference runs through this afternoon.